Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and I'm here with Saeed Khan, program manager on the Visual Studio team. How you doing, Saeed?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's been a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Last time I think we were talking about a story, AWS Data Services.
Yep, we were.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, so the community is refreshed on where you're from and how'd you get here.
So I'm from Pakistan, and I got hired from Pakistan by Microsoft, and I initially came into the Visual Basic team. And now I'm working for Visual Studio Tools for SharePoint.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So is that what we're going to see some of that?
Yes,
today?
We are. We're going to see import of workflows from SharePoint.
Okay.
And import of the entire site from SharePoint, the entire WSP.
So walk me through a normal development process for SharePoint, since I'm not totally familiar with SharePoint development. How's it typically work?
So there are multiple ways of developing for SharePoint. You can, for example, in our tools, you could start off with writing a web part or mm-hmm. making your own content type or your list definition if you needed to. Or you could create a content type or list definition in SharePoint Designer and bring it over to our tools.
I see.
And the same process, I'll show you a process where you can bring over a WSP.
So, like, typically, like, an end user could use the SharePoint Designer, customize something,
yep.
but then a developer needs to step in and add some code to it.
Yep.
And
that's where our tools come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, let's jump in.
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely. So, what we'll do is we'll start in SharePoint Designer. This comes with SharePoint itself. What we'll do is I already have a subsite. It's called Alpha Site.
Okay.
I've created one just for this demo. Let's start with the reusable workflow. So let's call this workflow announcements fire workflow. And let's say we'll associate that with an announcement content type. So you can associate your workflow with a specific content type. And in this case, we're using announcements.
Right.
And we press OK. This will take us to our workflow creation in SharePoint Designer. So it's pretty cool. So what we'll do is we'll put in a condition and we'll say if actually what we'll do is change this a bit.
Pick a color.
If field, which is the title, equals to, let's say, fire, you can send an email to me, for example.
Okay.
And you can say, there's a fire in the building.
That's bad.
run. All right, so what this will do is go connect and get my email address and everything.
Okay.
So now I have very simple workflow here. And so this is done. I can close this, go into my workflow. See, this is my announcement workflow, and I can save this as a template. So I will save this as a template, and this has been saved to my site asset library.
Okay.
Where if I go in, I already have that loaded up. There we go.
Okay.
That's our template, which is saved up, and I will save this on my desktop. In fact, I will use the same one. As you see, I've never done this before.
Okay.
So we've saved the. Let me just show you. We've saved the. This is the workflow that we generated in SharePoint Designer.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll go into Visual Studio, and we have a bunch of templates for you guys to use. And one of them is import reusable workflow. So this is the announcement workflow that we have. And we press OK. We'll deploy this as a farm solution. And this will ask us to point it to the workflow itself, the WSP for the workflow itself. We'll point it to the workflow and press next. It's going to go inside the WSP, read what's inside, tell me that I have a workflow announcements fire workflow in there. And if I press finish, it's going to take the workflow, import it into the Solution Explorer, makes a project out of it. It'll show you the workflow as well. Tells you it's done successfully.
It's a XAML file, okay.
Yep, it's a XAML file. It's going to open up the workflow designer, shows you the workflow. Unfortunately, there's a small bug here which messes the naming up, but
okay.
Hopefully we'll fix that. Then we can go and attach this workflow. So we call it the announcement fire workflow. We'll attach it to a particular content type, for example, announcements, so that when we deploy it and we make a new announcement which says fire, mm-hmm. this workflow gets run. So
okay.
we have to associate it before we deploy it to the... So yes, I want to associate it with announcements in the workflow history, have tasks associated with it. I want it to automatically start.
Okay.
And press finish. Once that's done, we can go, and this is the cool part, you can actually go and write code.
Cool.
Right? You click on activity, you can write code behind it. I'm not going to write any code, but what I will do is set a breakpoint so that when we go and deploy this, we'll just see that it hits the breakpoint so that we know it runs code inside it as well.
Okay.
So let me just make sure I have the right site in here. I do. And all you need to do is press F5. Now, on pressing F5, and I'm sure you've done other videos around this, probably with Lily, this will go package, it'll build the project, it's going to package the WSP, mm-hmm. take the WSP, deploy it onto SharePoint, activate all the features inside it, and it tells you what it does. So it adds the solution, deploys the solution, activates all the features inside it. And it's going to go and take you to the site. Now, what we'll do is we'll add a content type,
mm-hmm.
An announcement, and let's hope we hit the breakpoint.
Okay.
Because what we've said is our workflow, anytime you make an announcement with the word fire in the title,
right.
it's going to go email.
Okay.
Yep. So, let's go to lists, let's go to announcements, and we'll add a new announcement. Let's call it fire. Fire, run, and we'll say save. It makes the fire announcement, and I'm hoping this runs. Let me just check one thing.
There,
oh,
it stopped.
Does. It actually
there
did.
You go.
So it actually did run.
Okay.
And that's our. It comes and hits our breakpoint, and so that pretty much means that the workflow that we made and associated with that particular announcement, where the title is fire,
mm-hmm.
you hit that title, you come into here. And on this invoke, you can write whatever code you need to write as code behind.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It is very cool.
So in the beta, you mentioned that when you import the workflow in, it's just it says the identifiers instead of actually the names of.
Yeah.
So that was the workflow that the user created.
It
in
is
the
workflow.
SharePoint designer
yes.
translated into XAML, or
yes.
is it really
so,
XAML?
So it is actually XAML.
Okay.
It is actually XAML. If you go inside this workflow. So this is actually what it is. It's actually
okay.
just XAML behind all of this, and this XAML we bring it over to SharePoint to Visual Studio, and
okay.
our visual designer reads it up.
So the if you know this little bit of code here
mm-hmm.
or you know, workflow specification whatever
mm-hmm.
results in that entire.
It does. Yes.
What is it doing?
So this is an abstraction over the XAML. The SharePoint designer has
okay.
an abstraction.
So there's a lot of details going on that's
hidden
in SharePoint designer. So
yeah.
SharePoint designer really just your end user tool.
It is.
And so the developer really could get into the meat of a lot of the SharePoint
yep.
pieces that are moving. Okay, I got
so
you.
What I can there's a good way to show this as well.
Sorry, I'm a SharePoint newbie.
Nah, it's all good. So for example. Out of these activities in here,
yeah.
if you see this one,
yeah.
Actually this one, this will show you that it's actually
that's
the
email
here,
okay.
and this is the body of the email. So if you see, this is the body of the
okay.
email entirely.
Cool.
So that's
so
why.
So go and mess with that.
Yeah, it breaks it down entirely into, since it's XAML, it breaks it down
into
in
very
down.
Small steps.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
So.
But the cool part is that you can say, okay, you're a developer walking up to a current SharePoint deployment that needs some more customizations
yeah.
done. And you can just
yeah,
literally
I mean,
just import a WSP.
Yeah, the scenario here is that you can have a SharePoint installation anywhere. You can have some designer person go make a workflow if they need to.
Yeah.
Right? And they can just save it as a template, save the WSP,
mm-hmm.
give that WSP to a programmer who is using Visual Studio,
right.
as SharePoint on the box, and they will take the WSP, import it in their project,
cool.
make whatever changes they want within code, press F5 and then deploy to the SharePoint site.
Now, can the can you go back and modify it again back in the SharePoint Designer, or is at that point, is it a Visual Studio only?
What will happen is once you've converted the workflow, it doesn't become reusable anymore.
Okay.
So it's once it's converted.
So once you bring it into Visual Studio, you're
you have once you have code behind in there, you're code
focused.
Sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
All right. So let's move on from there.
Okay.
And since we've done this, I'm gonna close this file actually. So sure. All right. What we can also do is we can import the entire site. Then using, you know, we save site as template, we import the entire site, and we can just bring that into Visual Studio, put in whatever you need to in that site, we press F5, we'll deploy it back with the new things that we've created in Visual Studio.
Okay.
But what I will show you right now is that we import the site, but we just take a specific item from that site, we pick that item and just import that item. So
okay.
We'll bring in the dependencies for the item. And then you can use that item to further build stuff inside Visual Studio.
Okay, so why would you have, like, you know, when would you end up with an entire site versus just picking a part of it and modifying?
You could have both scenarios. If there's a person who has his entire site in a WSP and he wants to give it to someone to debug, or he wants to give it to someone to, you know,
uh-huh.
have a look at and deploy it to their subsite.
I see.
Okay. So you'll take the entire site.
Oh, like migrate a site? From
yeah.
One
you could
okay.
you could do it directly from SharePoint. You
I
could
see.
Bring into Visual Studio, add things based on the site,
okay.
and then deploy it back. So and for the specific item as well, there's always a scenario for that. You want a content
right.
type that
right.
that you have in your site. You give it to me. I just take it into Visual Studio. I select that content type, bring it in, base a list definition of that content type, press F5, and you have a list definition, new list definition on your SharePoint site.
Can we see that?
Yes,
okay.
We can. So what we'll do is we'll... Here's what I'll do. I'll go and I'll export the entire site.
Okay.
And once we export the entire site, let's call it that. We export the entire site. And we press OK. And what this will do is they'll package up the entire site into a WSP.
Mm-hmm.
And I can save that on my desktop and then from there bring it over into VS. So. Use salary, that's a new entire site.
Mm-hmm.
Save target as, we just use instance and have, replace it. There we go. Okay, now into Visual Studio. Now, we have, previously I showed you the import usable, reusable workflow.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this another template called import SharePoint solution package, where we say, we'll call it an import content type. And now, this particular template is different than what we had, what we showed in reusable workflow. Reusable workflow only brought in workflows.
Right.
This is going to read the entire WSP. It's going to bring in the entire site. Or it's going to show you the entire site. We can select what we want.
I see.
So
you can pick and choose what you really
want. Oh, yeah. Look at this. I mean, now we have everything.
Wow. Okay.
We can go and deselect everything. And then, so I just want something from an event, for example. I just want the event content type from the site,
okay.
and I press finish. It's going to tell me I have a bunch of dependencies. Yeah, sure, why not bring them in? I can say no if I know that they're already present on the site, I can say no.
Okay.
And while deploying, we'll figure out, you know, you have the dependencies in there.
I see.
Now we have a content type in there.
Okay.
And it's the event content type. So let's see how we can use it. We'll right click and we'll add a new item to this. And we will add the list definition from content type. So what we're trying to do is that we're bringing in a particular content type that we want from the site, and
mm-hmm.
we want to base a list definition of it.
Okay.
So list def from content type.
Okay.
And let's in fact call it custom list def from content type. And we will add this. Now, if you notice, it goes inside our solution,
mm-hmm.
and it figures out that there's a content type event in there.
Right.
And we say, and it tells you that, would you like to base it off event? And you say yes. And it also asks you if you want to add a list instance for this list definition.
Okay.
And we say yes. And you will see here that we make a new content, a definition called custom list def from content type,
mm-hmm.
which has a list instance in it. And we can change this list instance, and we can call it custom list instance.
Custom.
There we go.
Okay.
And we press OK. And now if we go and if we F5 this, we'll see that this actually shows up on the site. So let's F5 this custom list instance.
Now obviously we could add code here.
Oh yeah, you can add an event receiver here based on this particular list instance, right. List definition that we have in here,
mm-hmm.
write code in that event receiver saying, you know, if you add a particular thing, there we go. So this is the custom list instance that we were talking about. And if I click this, you'll see it's based on events.
Cool.
So well, that must be a slight bug. It's based off calendar actually.
Okay.
So
calendar of events.
Maybe. But as you can see, the point here
right.
is that you can bring in an entire site, select what you want from that site,
mm-hmm.
bring that particular item in. You don't need the entire site if you don't want the entire site.
Mm-hmm.
And then base your entire solution off that or anything that you want of that thing.
That's really cool. So Visual Studio is making it really easy for you to be able to work with SharePoint designer people who, you know, have their own workflows, have like created their own stuff, and
yep.
pick off that and
yep.
pick that up and be able
yeah.
to suck that
I mean,
right in. Plus, any other little piece of the SharePoint site itself can be
oh, yeah. I mean,
customized.
Have a look at this. If you go into SharePoint designer and you click content types, you can
yeah.
add your own content type here
right.
that you want,
right.
create a content type here, export the site, and take that specific content type that you want and bring it in.
Yeah.
You can also have, you know, you can use fields if you want. You have fields in here. You can make a custom field,
mm-hmm.
bring it into Visual Studio, just the way I showed you, export the site, select that particular field, bring it in, and then use the field wherever you need to, in your content type or whatever you need to do.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Wow. Sweet. Well, thanks, Saeed, for explaining this to me. I'm a SharePoint newbie, but I'm a Visual Studio pro. And so being able to understand all the new tools that are going into Visual
mm-hmm.
Studio is really important for our Visual Studio community to
yep.
understand. So development is supported on what platforms can we run our development on?
So you can Visual Studio,
mm-hmm.
just for Visual Studio, and for development environment, it'll run on client OSs, so that means Vista, Win 7 and Vista, it's going to run on that.
Okay, 64-bit?
64-bit.
Okay.
And, of course, server 2008,
2009. So, but that's better than before it was all server-based.
No,
right?
Now you can use it.
Right.
Now we have an environment where you can develop on the client.
Sweet.
OS.
Windows 7.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very
well, thanks very much, Saeed, for
Thank
showing
you
this
so
to
much.
Us. All right.
All right. See
thanks
you.
Again.